Greetings, Chummers. I'm the Game Master Devin, also known as Karma. Let's introduce our players.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adam. I am playing the character Bayako Ashitani, whose Shadowrun alias is Tiger.
Hello, everybody. My name is Aaliyah. My character name is Sky Miller, and the Shadowrun alias is Storm.
Hi, guys. My name is Autumn. The character I play is Artie, or Artemis, and my Shadowrunner alias is Cerberus.
And with that, here's what happened last week on an absolute Drekstorm.
So as Tiger is slowly walking up with his sword drawn, sword in his right hand, brings it up to about neck level, starts to swing forward, brings his left hand onto the hilt as well, and lunges forward for a horizontal slash.
I'm gonna say Cerberus probably tried to do it with mercy and just took a headshot, but Cerberus is in a lot of pain, and so Cerberus probably honestly missed, but like hit it right through the chest.
Storm is going to kind of rebalance herself, picking up her arm, and is going to cast another stun bolt at his just like center mass.
And you kind of drop the curtain, and you feel sick to your stomach. And as you come out, you grab Tiger straight by the jug, and you punch him directly in the face.
Look, we don't have time for this. You can be mad at me, I understand, but we need to get the kid first, and then we can argue about this.
I'm still very bragging pissed at you, but I am sorry that was kind of all my fault.
It happens. Drake happens. Just, we all made mistakes today. We can work for the better. Tell you what. Let's strike a deal. If you two work to keep your abilities and the Draco stuff under wraps, I will try...
murder less people?
Yeah, for a lack of better term. And, yeah.
Chummer, this is it for old Karma. I'm dying. These are my final days. It is not just the flu. I have, like, VHS or something. hey. Come here, my precious friend. Did you bring any chicken noodle soup? No? Oh my god, you're useless! Your best friend is dying, and you don't even care! Oh god, I'm so sick. Oh god, fine, whatever, sit. Sit down, shut up, and let's continue the story from where we left off.
Tiger is going to well, first off, I have the address to Mute's place now currently.
Yes.
Has Dr. Wright made any comment about the fact that none of the three of us have gotten any information about anybody else? The one thing that he told us to do?
Not yet, no. You do have a feeling you might be hearing from Dr. Wright pretty soon.
Tiger's at least going to somewhat appease the guy who has a dead man switch in his head, and at the very least is going to send the location to Mute's place to Dr. Wright, explaining that very slow on figuring out anything. She's very very secretive, and the best I've got so far is that she has a friend named Mute, and this is her address. She'll be staying there for a little bit.
Pretty much like 30 seconds after you send that text, you get a call from Dr. Wright.
Tiger's in the van still, yeah? Cool. Tiger, can I, like, quietly take that? Or can I take that in my AR and, like, only me hear it? Or, like...
You could hear him, but you'd have to, you have to talk out loud for him to hear you.
Okay. Tiger's gonna, like, parked at Mute's. Tiger's gonna hop out of the van for a second, and, he's gonna take the call.
What is going on? Why were you at Azari's outpost? Is everyone in the group okay?
Everyone's alive, for now.
What happened?
There was a small, how do I put this? So you know how you told me to keep everything under wraps with the whole dragon thing? Yeah, somebody else didn't get the gist about that. We may or may not have had eyewitnesses and a camera recording, but we have the comm link with the camera recording. Has not been uploaded anywhere, according to Cerberus. And everyone who saw it is dead.
Tagger, do you think we have to eliminate Storm? What's your opinion on her? So far, she has not really proven herself worthy to be part of the program, as she's allows people to survive. She's very forgiving, and it's not necessarily something we're looking for. Do you think this is going to be a reoccurring issue?
Do I think it's going to be an issue? Yes, 100%. Do I think that she needs to die for it? No. You guys are the big wigs with all the fancy science. You guys should have been able to figure out somebody's basic MO before putting God knows what in their system. Blow my head up if I'm wrong, but you're the one with the PhD here. What'd you go to, University of Texas?
Tiger, you hear a tick in the back of your head as everything goes down.
We will admit that we did not do... That's not important. You do not need to know anything behind the operations. But
everybody makes mistakes.
I don't care if you want to share this information with her. But if she slips up again, she will not be with us for very long. And she will be replaced.
Tiger nods his head a little bit.
Realistically, we only need one of you alive, so...
Is it Cerberus? Is Cerberus your favorite? I get the feeling Cerberus is your favorite. You told me. You told me specifically that she'd be the most important.
I do not have a favorite. Although, if I had to keep one of you alive, it would be Cerberus. Solely because Cerberus is a technomancer. Who? I'll be sending you a new yen shortly.
And he hangs up.
Tiger kind of chuckles to himself, hops back in the van as he puts his comlink away, leans back to Storm, who I assume is still in the back, right?
Yep, she's like mid stretch, like, everything all right?
Tiger kind of leans back, he puts his hand on the passenger seat, like, as if he's reversing, and looks back and is like, hey, so that was Dr. Wright, and,
oh.
He told me he doesn't care if I tell you, so I'm going to tell you this. If we have another slip-up like that, let's just say that you're getting replaced, and not in a fun way, like, he had a very, like, threatening aura when he said that, so, I would just be careful.
Storm, like, stops stretching. It's like, okay. Fun conversations.
Very fun. Very fun.
Yeah, I'll be better on that.
Some time passes, and Tiger, you get, we'll say 300 new yen.
Sick, let's go, money!
Oh, what is today? What day is it?
In the game?
In the game.
We left off on the 17th, 16th?
Okay. Those are two different.
August. On the 16th of August, so it is...
Still August. It's still August 16th. Yeah, okay, cool. We'll say it's reaching probably like 5 o'clock at this point, 5 p.m. Everyone returns back to their home?
Yeah, Tiger's gonna return.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Tiger's gonna return, but after dropping everybody off, Tiger's gonna make a quick... actually, would I know if Harley is working at the Matchstick currently?
Well, that also depends what the... Okay, it's a Tuesday. You do know Harley typically works about 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock weekdays. So she's getting off work here shortly.
How far away is the Matchstick from where Tiger is? Actually, I beg the question, where is Tiger?
I think you're out in Auburn. So it's like a...
Yeah, where's Mute's place? So let's just assume you start from there.
Yeah, it's about a 40-hour drive, depending on traffic, which everyone's getting off work, so there's probably going to be high traffic.
Instead of talking to Harley, because it's so close to closing, or, well, at least the close of her shift, Tiger is going to give his boy Felix a call, a fixer with Connection 4, Loyalty 3.
It's pretty midday. It rings maybe only once or twice, and he picks up.
Ah, it's Tiger. I have not heard from you in a long time. How are you, friend?
Definitely been better. Had a few run-ins recently, but not bad. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's been, what, month? 3 months? Something around there.
No, it's been a minute, at least.
How can I help you? What are you looking for?
Anything to make some cash.
Oh, you need a job.
I need a job. I got two other people who are looking for work. It'll take a day or two. One of us needs a few days to rest. But if you got anything coming up, anything that I might need doing here soon.
Well, let's see. I have a few jobs open right now, but they kind of need to be completed sooner rather than later. So that doesn't sound like it's going to work out. How well-paying are you looking here? Or should I just, the next job I get, I'll just, that you can work, I'll just reserve for you?
Yeah, if you could, this is more of an application that I'm out there looking for work.
100 new yens, I'll reserve the next job I get that seems fitting that can be done in the next couple of days.
Done deal.
Wonderful. And you send him over the credit card?
Yeah, Tyler sends him.
Well, it was, did you need anything else? Did you want to go out and get a drink? I mean, we're not really buddy-buddy, but, hold on, you said you had other people. Are they also newer to Shadow Running? I always love meeting new people.
One of them, I get the feeling, is new to the, definitely not in big leagues, but she's currently out of commission. The other, that's a good question.
How about this? You just send them my information, just in case they need someone to help.
Yeah, I like this marketing. I like this marketing. You've given me some good jobs. Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
Wonderful. And I'll make sure the next job is somewhat decent.
Whatever you can.
I won't pick any suicide jobs for you. How about that?
Thanks. Yeah, that's helpful. I've been on too many of those recently. So yeah, thanks, Felix.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I will talk to you in a couple of days, probably.
Eventually. And Tiger brings the phone down and hangs up. As Storm and Cerberus, you, without any context, gain contact information for Felix, a fixer in Seattle.
And did anyone want to do anything over the next 2 days or so?
Tiger is going to get that meta bussy and work on the initiate grid.
Storm?
Nope, just that Tuesday night, Storm is gonna rush home quickly, grab her binders, and run over to Van Viz's house.
Okay, you have a decent night playing tabletop RPGs. Cerberus?
Do we want to do the thing with Mute now when I first show up, arrive at our place?
Sure. So yeah, we'll kind of rewind time a little bit we'll cut back to you kind of getting out of the van at Mute's apartment area, and you just kind of walk up to the area. Do you let her know that you're coming, or?
No, I kind of like walk up to the door, very disheveled, and I just kind of like, I'm in a bad shape, so I guess I'm going to say, Mute, it's Cerberus.
The door swings open. Oh, get inside. You kind of hobble your way in there as you're really heavily injured, she closes. You can't, first of all, I will worry about your physical health in just a moment. You cannot call me Mute in public places. That is my runner name. Like, I mean, obviously you don't know my real name, but like, just don't say anything that has connection to our life of being criminals, okay?
Wait, I thought she lived in, like, where does she live? She lives in an apartment building?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I just say, I'm sorry, I didn't know where else to go. I
You're fine. Go ahead, take a seat on the couch. I don't have any fancy pantsy med kits. I got some bandages. I'll go grab some stuff. Do you need any like medicine? How are you?
Need some rest, but I just didn't want Mara to see me like this.
That's fair.
I just got into a really bad mission. I went a little too far.
I see. I get that. Yeah, go ahead and take a rest. I'll cook you up something. I don't really have much cooking-wise right now. So, what kind of soy paste would you like? Any flavors?
Honestly, I don't even think I can stomach anything right now. Fair enough. To be honest, I'm just looking for a place to crash safely.
Yeah, you can go ahead and rest on the couch. I should be home for the next day or two. I don't have anything planned, but I do have to go out and get a job here soon, so.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And you kind of go sit on the couch, and we'll just say the second you plop down on the couch, you kind of just instantly pass out from exhaustion. And did you want to do anything specific with Mute over the next 2 days, or you just want to skip ahead?
I'm gonna say probably once she leaves and goes out, if I like hear her leave, if she goes out like tomorrow, I'm probably gonna discreetly leave and send her a text and be like, thank you, I really appreciate you, I didn't want to be a burden, I'm better now, and I'm gonna leave.
But yeah, we'll say on the second day, she ends up leaving kind of early in the morning, you end up slipping out after you've mostly healed and start making your way around town. We're gonna say it's another day until you guys get a contact you get a job. So, Cerberus, are you going back home and resting another night?
Sorry. Yes, now that I'm a little bit better, I'm not as worried about Mara taking complete advantage of my condition.
Okay, so we'll just kind of cut to the third day. Tiger, you receive a call from Felix. We'll say about 10 a.m.
Okay. Tiger is going about his morning, and he answers the call. Hello?
Hey, Tiger! I got a job for you. It's not much, but it's, things seem to be in a bit of a drought, but it should be an easy job. Easy money.
Money's money? What do you got?
Transportation job. Big thing is you'll have to provide your own vehicle to transport the goods, but, I don't know what the goods are. But, I mean, with how, it seems like an easy milk run.
Sounds about so.
Pick up the goods from point A, transport them to point B. You gotta go through the barrens, so you might cover, you know, you might run into some ghouls or something, some gangers, but, seems to be the only big issue.
Should be a pretty standard job, I assume.
Yeah, I could just pretty much tell you all the details over here if you want it. I mean, I'd rather not meet up in person for such a simple job. Do I need to, like, connect your other members to the call, or? I don't have their numbers, so I mean, if you wanted to.
Alright. Feel free to give me the details.
Yeah, alright, so, like I said, transfer job, I don't have the point B, but I think, or, I don't have your where you're transporting the goods to. I think they wanted to keep that relatively secret, but they'll probably give you the address once you pick up the goods. Yeah, so it looks like you're picking up something from, Pialup Barons, and, I don't know where you're delivering them, but they're, Pialup Barons, it looks like, just over on, Parsley Street. Parsley and, I'm just gonna shoot into deets. But, five crates of something. Pretty big thing on here is you're not supposed to look at the crates. So that's... Apparently, if you look at the crates, the entire thing is spoiled or something like that. So, yeah, just don't open the crate. Seems relatively simple.
Secrecy.
Yeah, and it looks like the payout is 100 new yen per crate delivered. So, should be an easy 5,000 or 500.
Yeah, something. Sounds good.
Yeah, of course. I don't have much other... I mean, do you have any questions? I could...
Is there a due date?
Oh, today.
Oh, it's gotta be done today. Yeah.
Yeah, by like, what the fuck did he say? 6?
Any, any contact information from the, Johnson?
The Johnson's at the place. It's not really like a Johnson, it's just more of, this is more like a The dude, you'll meet the dude, so, I mean, any more details you can talk to him about.
Gotcha. Sounds good. I think that's everything. Thank you, Felix.
Yeah, of course. Let me know how it goes, I guess, and I'll keep my ear out if I got any more jobs.
Please do. Thank you. Yeah, as Tiger hangs up and sends a text to the group chat describing the details and asking, basically saying, transport job, 5 crates, 100 new yen a crate, no looking inside, done by today. You guys in or you out?
You get a reply within about 5-7 minutes from Storm, being like, yeah, I'm in.
Cerberus, are you alive enough yet, or are your legs still broken?
My leg. What happened to my legs?
Couldn't get down from the roof, of course. Your legs were broken, right? Must have been what was happening.
Yeah, sure.
Discount the blood from your eyes.
I'm gonna text and say, yeah, I guess I'm coming.
Cool. As Tiger sends another text asking, should I pick you guys up, or do you just want to meet at the location, to which he sends you guys the location.
I mean, if you're offering a ride.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a ride.
If you could pick me up, because I still can't drive without hitting stuff.
Sounds good. Tiger puts his comlink away, hops into his van, and I have the van. So Tiger hops in the van and goes to pick up the other two and intends to go to the Puyallup Barrens on Parsley.
And you start making your way out to Puyallup. It's a bit of a drive, so you get there about 2 o'clock at this point after picking everyone up because, you know, traffic and shit like that. You kind of hit the lunch rush. But you end up all kind of pulling up to this location. It looks like just kind of a small, like, looks like a kind of a small, like, wannabe stuffer shack. Yeah, you just pull up to it. I mean, there seems to be some people walking in and out. It seems to be, like, more your stereotypical kind of modern grocery store where there seems to be a cleric on the inside that's actually selling stuff.
How is it, like, I'm assuming it's just a parking lot right out front.
Yeah.
Cool. Tiger's going to park out front. He's going to make sure he has his gun in his jacket. And he's going to park the car and hop out and start approaching.
Okay. Do the other two follow, or are they staying in the vehicle?
I will follow.
Okay.
Storm follows.
Cerberus?
I guess for now, I'm probably just going to chill in the vehicle.
Storm and Tiger, you enter this kind of gas station-esque building, and it looks like a pretty stereotypical stuffer shack. It just seems to be kind of like a smaller like a business trying to compete with stuffer shacks that is probably failing, which is probably why they had to resort to doing some types of jobs that involve Shadowrunners. There seems to be some people in here, no one too important. Behind kind of this bulletproof glass area, there seems to be an older looking troll, not like kind of hidden middle age areas, and just kind of looks at you as you come in and continues helping people and stuff, and you are just kind of in this station.
Alright. Storm turns to Tiger and is like, so how are we doing this? I don't know.
Are there food items for sale here?
Yeah, they have some pretty much gas station burritos, corn dogs.
Tiger's about to grab like a soy burrito or whatever, and he's going to grab one of those and basically just sit in line and wait until getting up to the counter.
Okay, you get up to the counter, just that for you.
Yeah. Along with that, the transport job.
Y'all team from Feel It. Alright. Kind of turns around towards this back area. Hey, Marcy! Those day shadow runners in here! You wanna... you guys just wanna pull your vehicle in the back and we'll load it up?
Sounds good. And
okay, my wife will help you. I gotta stay up front. So just pull it in the back and we'll... yeah, you'll see.
Right. Tiger leaves the burrito on the counter and walks out the front.
Did you... Oh.
looks over at you, sort of, did you want, are you buying the burrito, or, I can't really, he touched it, I don't know where his hands fit, this is a couple new yen, I can't, so, like, gotta tap, 5 new yen.
Storm just pulls out her wallet awkwardly.
Ah.
Or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
She starts rustling.
Okay.
All right. Flaps that, down.
Thanks. And it kind of like pushes, like slides the burrito, which is just crunching the counter. It's not like on anything. So he just slides the burrito over to you as it leaves like a trail of soybean
grease
kind of on it. It's like, there you go. Takes a paper towel, wipes off the counter. Did you want one to, like, we have holders over by the burritos, but, I mean, your friend clearly didn't. Did you want, this is weird.
I think we're a little too far gone here. I'm just gonna, and, like, Storm reaches over and picks it up with just, like, the tips of her fingers, and is like, I'm just gonna go run this out to him.
Alright, yeah.
He starts quickly walking away, just holding a burrito like this.
You exit.
As you exit, Tiger's already in the van, and he's popping it in reverse as you run out with this burrito. Do you hop in the van, or?
When I exit, is the driver's side closer to the door?
So the front of the vehicle is facing the door. So, okay. They're kind of on par with each other.
Okay. Cerberus, are you in the passenger seat, or are you... Where's... She's
probably in the back. She's getting up, let's just say she's in the back.
Okay. Storm's just gonna go hop in the passenger seat and just kind of, like, drop the burrito in Tiger's lap.
As you open the door...
Like, you owe me 5 new yen.
Tiger looks over, oh, Frag, my burrito, thank you! And he catches it as you drop it and he starts fucking, like, gobbling it down like a fucking... Like a little gremlin.
It doesn't taste great. It tastes like a gas station soy burrito.
Tiger pulls the van around to the side.
Okay, yeah, you pull it to the side. You see an older troll woman, kind of about the same middle eyes, peek around the corner, waves you to the back area. Like it.
Tiger tries his best.
Yeah, you pull into the back, because that's where you were supposed to go. And you see basically these kind of wooden, smaller wooden crates. Probably about, that's a good size. Probably about 3 feet long and about, no, 3 feet's really long. Probably about only a foot or two long and about a foot or two high. She kind of, yells towards you guys, do you want to just pop open the back and I'll, load you up, or appreciate some help? I don't.
Tiger pops up, or walks, or puts it in park, walks over, pops open the back, and attempts to help himself, and, as he reaches to pick up one of the crates, he looks over and he's like, so why aren't we allowed to look in the... Is this something illegal that we're transporting, or is this, like, you just needed somebody?
It's not necessarily illegal. It doesn't really matter. You know, you're driving through the Barrens, you're not going to encounter any police. Okay, it's not illegal, but it needs to be a secret. So the less amount of people that know about it, the better.
Okay, so where are we taking these, and who are we taking these to?
Husband didn't give you the... Okay, so, you're gonna drive over. So, it's gonna be over in Fort Lewis. So, what you're gonna do is you're gonna go straight down that road, follow it for about 3 miles, then you're gonna take a right, and keep following that road for a couple of miles. You're gonna hit a roundabout, go through the roundabout, take a left on the roundabout. The second exit, it's gonna be a left, okay? Then you're going to continue on that. Take a right on the first right near the fire hydrant. Then keep going down that road for about another 6 miles or so, okay? And then there's going to be another roundabout. You're going to hit that other roundabout. Another left, but on the third exit of that left roundabout.
And this goes on for about 5 more minutes.
while she's explaining this, Storm, like, popped a pen and doesn't have any paper. And instead of writing down what she says, she puts the pen on her hand and then starts just, like, takes a left, draws, like, go left, go, keep going straight, and just throws that down her arm.
Yeah, and like I said, this lasts for about 5 more minutes, and that doesn't sound like she might be coming to a conclusion. The husband pops out the back. What? Why don't you just give him the damn address, woman? Ah, you fucking psycho slitch. Let me go. Runs back in, kind of hands you a piece of paper. It seems like a location in Fort Lewis that's not terribly too far from the joint base Lewis. But you all hop in the vehicle, I assume, once you all load it up. The husband kind of comes up to Tiger, who's driving the vehicle. Hey, you be careful of the combat Serbian liver over there by the USEC. I wouldn't get caught up in that. Especially you Shadowrunners. You're what they like to call a live simulation. But, hey, you know what? You have a good one. They'll pay you once you drop off the supplies.
Tiger nods his head. And looking confused, kind of looks over to Storm. The what?
I didn't quite understand him, but I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine.
Huh.
And he kind of like, you know, you hear him like slap the back of your van to give you the signal that's okay, Lane, just like. And then he goes back inside with his wife.
Alright,
Just for context, which Tiger you might know about. Storm and Service, you might maybe know about, maybe if you've ever researched into this. Storm, you probably would not. In Fort Lewis, there's essentially a 25 square block of, it's like a photocopy of downtown Seattle. Okay? Basically, they just picked up downtown Seattle, copied it there. Where it's basically just a giant training ground for the military. That's like, it's just straight up. They do simulations there with like kind of, you know, it's pretty much just kind of like a... They use kind of like airsoft guns, but AR airsoft guns, so like it feels like you're getting shot and shit.
I see, but there's no actual, like, danger?
Essentially, kind of. I mean, you're still experiencing all the pain and all, like, you know, all everything like that, but you're not going to die from it. Unless you're wandering into the area and you're not supposed to be there, then someone might have, like, fire rounds because you're not supposed to be there.
Gotcha.
That's why you're called a live simulation.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so you head that direction, I assume?
Yeah, he's gonna... Tiger pops in gear and starts driving. Doing his bet, because I, on the notes doc, wrote down the directions, at least some of the directions you gave me. I don't know the accuracy of them. But
let's see.
Tiger's going to try and start
left, roundabout
with the...
left on roundabout second left.
I have it drawn on my arm.
You did get a physical address.
Yeah, Tiger's going to start with the directions, and then he's going to put in the actual address, and then go off that.
Oh, these aren't correct at all. The fire hydrant was before the roundabouts.
No, there are two roundabouts after the fire hydrant, weren't there?
No, yeah, but the way you have these listed, the fire hydrant comes after the roundabouts. But the fire hydrant's one of the first directions, and then it's the roundabouts.
Well, Tiger's still going off of that, so...
So yeah, you get lost, and then puts the directions.
But yeah, you punch in the directions, it kind of takes you a bit in the back area, kind of brings you around the combat simulator. It kind of extends your drive. But, you know, you're avoiding military, so. How are you driving? You just driving casually? Are you,
What's it called when you're, like, projecting your sim?
Like. You just said it.
Oh, that's what it's called? Yeah, so, Tiger is projecting. He's just driving. He's trying to be nonchalant about it. He's obeying the laws, whatever it may be.
Okay, so, who is paying attention right now? Who's kind of spacing off? Who's paying attention?
Tiger's starting to space off. He's kind of autopilot.
Okay, Cerberus, you're in the back, so I'm going to say, I mean, you're...
I'm, like, doing things. I'm, like, just matrixing it up like you do.
So, Storm, are you paying attention at all to your surroundings?
I'm going to say Storm is paying attention, like, the really annoying, like, mom in the passenger seat who's like, are you sure we're supposed to be going this way? Because, like, she said to go here, like, on my arm. So I'm,
pointing
like,
at the arm line.
hyper scanning.
Suddenly you see two guys actually jump in front of the van about 20 meters away or so. And a hell of bullets starts flying towards your van. Go ahead and roll me a surprise test.
It must be hard for me to be surprised. I rolled 6 hits out of 13 dice.
Cool. So yeah, you just kind of see these guys jump in front of the van. You're like, people don't really jump in front of vans very often. Something bad's about to happen. And you see these flail of bullets start coming towards you. Go ahead and roll me an agility plus reaction to dodge the bullets. This is more for you and Storm not to get hit here.
I rolled a 2. 2 hits.
Okay.
2 hits.
1 hit.
Okay, so, Storm, you see these people jump in front of the van, and the flail bullets, and Tiger tries to swerve out of the way, but one of the bullets come into the van and hit you directly in the arm. Give me an agility plus reaction roll.
Okay.
And we're going to subtract that from the damage.
5 out of 8.
5 out of 8. Cool. So yeah, this bullet, just kind of traveling how far it is, it's not going to do a lot of damage. It just kind of bumps into your arm, only dealing one point of stun damage, but definitely alerts you of the danger that is ahead. And let's roll for initiative.
14.
I rolled an 18.
8 initiative.
Let's say, Tiger, as you see these bullets, hell of bullets kind of flying towards the van, you kind of swerve a little bit, you look kind of just, you get a glimpse outside, like, your side view mirror, and you basically see another, what looks like 3 more gangers kind of jump from side areas that, like, the van has passed, and it looks like they're sprinting after the van to catch up.
Tiger never stopped the van. Tiger's gonna accelerate.
Okay, give me a driving test.
I got 4 hits on my driving test.
Bolting, are you just aiming for them? Are you just driving past? Because you did swerve a little bit, so we'll say you could hit one of them if you wanted.
Yeah, Tiger's going to try and hit one of them with the Bulldog.
Okay, so you're just going to drive at him. We'll use your 4 hits that he's going to attempt to dodge out of the way. Fuck. So yeah, you can just kind of get your stabilized driving and kind of swerve a little bit, but you come bolting towards one of the guys with machine guns, and he just in time just jumps outside of the way. And as he jumps, as you drive by, he's going to release a hell of bullets into the tires. Okay, so yeah, the bullets, you kind of see him jump off the side, you hear the bullets kind of hit the van. It doesn't look like anything penetrates, though, and you don't hear any popping or any tires going flat.
Sick.
Go to minus 10 for yourself, but the other guy, the other guard is, not guard, the other ganger is also going to release another hell of bullets into the other side of the car, trying to hit and blow out the tires as well.
1 hit.
Okay, so while the bullets don't seem to penetrate the tires, Service, you kind of see this from the back, as one of the bullets penetrate through the armor of the van, just kind of the side of the door, and it looks like the bullet goes flying to one of the crates. And you kind of hear what sounds like glass being broken, and you notice this crate's now leaking some type of liquid.
Shit, guys, we got a situation back here. Does it look like acidic, or does it just look like... What does this liquid look like?
It just looks wet and dirty.
What do you mean by that, Devin?
Don't worry about it. Storm, you're up.
How many were there now?
There's 5, and you're about 10 meters past them at this point.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Okay. Sorry, it kind of depends on you. Are you just going to keep driving?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, and that kind of resolves combat, as they weren't able to quite pop your tires because they rolled really shitty. And you do have a new hole and some damage due to your van that you'll probably have to get fixed up. As you notice, one of the crates seems to be leaking some weird kind of a white liquid, almost? Kind of like a white, pasty, kind of very viscous, or like very thick liquid.
Viscous.
So you tell Tiger what the liquid is, but not me.
Well, now that it's fully started leaking out, yes. Because the bullet did just penetrate as you look
at it. How thick is this liquid?
Not super thick, but like thicker than water, not as thick as syrup.
What's the material of the floor of my van? Metal, or is it like carpet, or like what's the...
Typical metal.
Typical metal? Does Tiger notice this, or am I too focused on driving? Because I imagine I'd be...
Unless someone calls out that. It kind of hit one of the backer ones, so.
Cerberus yelled that there was a situation. So Tiger's going to kind of look over at Storm and not yell per se, but tell him, you need to go back there and check out whatever the hell's going on back there. I'll focus on driving.
Storm sighs, then is like, all right, and starts to hop back.
Does this liquid smell?
You don't really smell it in here, because the entire area kind of has a must to it. So, like, you don't... it doesn't give off a super strong smell.
Is Tiger still just driving towards the destination?
Cerberus, what do you say to Storm as she pops into the back area?
I have no idea what to do with this, but it looks nasty. I'm not touching it.
Storm, you see some weird white liquid leaking from one of the you notice that one of the crates have a hole in them and it's leaking liquids.
There was 5 crates total, right? And this was the...
Yep.
Wait. Can I cast glue? No.
Can you glue the glue?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Can I glue it to the
surface? Have something solid, yeah, you could mend the two materials together.
How steady is this thing leaking? Like, is it like pouring out? Like,
it's not like pouring out, but like, it's you could tell something was holding liquid on the inside and it's now no longer holding that liquid. So, I mean, it's like slowly seeping out the bottom and stuff like that.
Shit. I don't really know how to fix this, guys.
Tiger hears this and kind of flicks his head back. What the fuck's going on? What? Is someone bleeding?
No, I don't think. Cerberus, are you bleeding?
Not yet.
Okay.
Then what's the issue? It what's going on?
Storm kind of like shuffles a little closer to the driver's seat. It looks like the thing in the box broke. And you said we're not allowed to look in the box, right? So I don't...
I mean, we didn't look in the box. It came out of the box at us.
Well, if the thing broke, then we'll just explain that on the way. What's the situation? A little bit of the cargo. We can explain that we got shot at. We're still making... If all the other boxes are okay, we're still making at least 400.
Yeah, it's just the one, I believe.
It's just going to be a mess.
It stinks.
A mess?
Stinks. It stinks.
What? What?
I don't know. There's this white pasty substance that's oozing out of the thing all over the place.
Tiger slams on the brakes really quick and looks back. What? In my fragging van?
Okay, we didn't open it. It's not our
look
fault.
At the drink. Yourself, it's right there.
How far away? How long have we been driving since we passed the guys?
Like a minute. Like, you could probably look in the mirror and still see them chasing after the van.
And then Tiger kind of looks back, pops it back in the gear, and starts taking off again.
Oh, you're gonna pop it in reverse, you fuckers!
Well, then at least clean it up or stop the leak. Okay. Okay.
Clean it with what?
I don't know. Alright, maybe you can glue it to the outside of the van. No, don't do that.
I
could.
I need your help, Storm. Can you just take the box and tip it up so it's not facing to the side?
Just plug the hole with your finger or something. I don't know.
No, you can literally touching just
it. Well, the liquid isn't really coming out of the hole. It's more like seeping through cracks in the bottom
of the box.
So, really, no matter how you put it, it's probably going to leak a bit.
Well, we're just gonna have to clean up afterwards.
Could I just open the back doors and kick out this box? Or is that a horrible idea?
I think it'll be...
I'll leave that up to you.
To explain to them, if one broke, then we just drop the cargo.
Fair enough.
I think we're just gonna have to wait and clean this up after. We can just go through, like, what, a car wash?
For the inside of the car.
On the inside, yeah.
Well, it's metal inside. We can just take one of those spray things and
Okay, yeah. You know what, Tiger? I'll clean out the inside of your car after we drop this shit off. I don't want to touch this right now.
Fine. Just please keep an eye on the people behind us and make sure they don't crack open any more of the boxes, please.
I'll try.
As Tiger continues to accelerate forward.
About 30 minutes past, the leaking doesn't really stop. It eventually kind of slows down a little bit, but there's like a small puddle kind of making its way at the back of the van that's like dripping through the door onto the outside area. But you eventually pull up to the area. On the outside, you see kind of a, it looks like kind of a smaller, like abandoned kind of building. Maybe it looked like a really like small office building that was abandoned a while ago. Although you see kind of on the outside a like what looks like probably a wooden sign kind of hanging down with a clothing kind of covering it. Almost as if like a grand, someone's opening a store here.
Tiger parks the car out front, steps out, walks up to the front door and starts banging on the front door.
The front door opens, and as it opens, the first thing you see is a cat kind of run out from the door. And a woman, kind of elf, maybe about 40s, kind of steps out. Oh, God, Whiskers! Kind of closes the door. Oh, there you go. Hopefully they come back. Hi, how can I help you? We're not quite open yet.
We have a delivery.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, good, because you guys are the last people I need to get this all up and running. We have a entry in the back. If you just want to drive around into the back area.
First.
Because if I open the door,
we have an issue first. As you can see, and Tiger steps to the side and kind of holds his hand out to his van, we got shot at by... Wow. Less than desirable people.
Right.
One of the crates took some damages, and there's currently a white substance leaking in the inside.
It's easy to clean. Don't worry about that.
What is it exactly?
I'll show you if you bring it around back. It's fine to touch. It's fine to touch. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt your car, your vehicle, or you in any way. But I would like to kind of get back inside the building as fast as possible.
Okay. And Tiger kind of shakes his head, gets back into the car, pops it in gear, and drives around.
She kind of follows around the back area. You see in this back area, it kind of looks like a bunch of like old, kind of larger wooden crates and like almost like metal cages and stuff kind of set out. And she props open the door, kind of unlocks it, props open the door, and you pull up the van. Do you mind helping me move it inside, or... I can do it if you want. I mean, I'm not paying you to help me with it, but...
Storm hops up and is like, yep, and already starts picking one up.
Okay, I'll worry about... Oh, it did get everything. That's so unfortunate. That's okay. She kind of picks up the crate that has a bullet hole in it, puts it off to the side near the boxes. You know, well, hey, maybe some of them got through it. Maybe not all of them got damaged. She kind of walks inside, pulls out with a crowbar, kind of sticks it in, pops it open. She pulls out what looks like a glass canister of milk.
It's a milk run.
It's a milk run.
We're literally milkmen.
Whoa. Yeah, you know, that's... it looks like only two of them got damaged. Sorry about that. But, you know, this will still feed a few of the kittens. It's a kitten orphanage. That's... yeah, so it's...
Oh, milk that's so precious.
Why were they trying to steal our milk?
I don't know why anyone tried to steal your milk. I don't have any competition. Was it just some random, like, gangers, or?
I think we just...
Yeah, I think we just drove through a bad part of town or something.
Yeah, if you came from the Barrens, I mean, let's be honest, it was probably just some random people. There's a moving vehicle, they might have some money on them. But yeah, if you want to move them inside, just put them in the, kind of kitchen area. Just that way I can give them to the kids. If you want, I have a few kids, if anyone wanted any. It does cost you, because, you know, but you'd be my first customers.
How much?
Depends on the cat. I do have a few that kind of are, you know, kind of, the kittens are going to cost a bit more, but older cats are going to cost. I don't have a large selection, but let's get the stuff inside and then we can talk prices.
Okay.
And you move the milk carts into the dining area.
Tiger does not help. He stands and he leans against the truck, or against the van, arms crossed, completely in disbelief.
Eventually, after she moves everything she had, she'll come out with some paper towels and, like, did you want me to clean it up?
No.
Do you want?
It's fine. No. Okay. You'll need them. You'll need them in there.
Did you want to purchase a kit?
I live in this van. This van is my only place of residence.
Oh,
I don't think I'm suitable to own a cat.
You're not.
Wait, did Cerberus hear this?
I don't know why you're asking me these. Are you in the van? Where are you? I don't know.
Do
you?
Tiger says this while leaning against the van, which also has bullet holes in it now, so you probably hear this.
Tiger, she's gonna peek her head out of the door that was just opened recently and be like, you live in here, Tiger?
Tiger slowly looks towards Cerberus. When was the last time that we had a decent payday?
I'm gonna go help.
Storm in the meantime is in there staring at the kittens like, oh my god!
Yeah, so basically the cats are all set up in a giant kind of play yard area that you can kind of walk around and easily step into. They're kind of sorted, segregated by, like, age groups and stuff like that, but they're all pretty much in this large play area. And there's about 23 cats in here in total.
Damn.
All kind of different ages, and yeah, here's the thing. Barons have a lot of stray cats, so she comes back inside the building. Ah, I'm really sorry about beating up your guys' van. I didn't, obviously, but that's unfortunate that it got shot at, but
It's not my van, so.
Fair. Were you interested in any of them, or?
You said the price ranges depending on, like, their age. What are the older cats?
Older cats kind of depends on how old you want. If you want elder cats, they're only about, kind of depends on their age area, but about 25 new yen to the ones that aren't going to be around for much longer, to about 50 new yen. For middle age, about 50 new yen to about 75, and then for the kittens, 75 to up to 150, but that's only for the very special ones that need extra treatment. So.
Okay. Is there any cats that stand out in the older category?
Well, say there's this one cat that's, like, really standing out. He's kind of, like, all gray, and he has really long, thick whiskers. And he has really, like, yellowy eyes, and he's just kind of sitting there staring at you. And there's a few others. There's looks like the kind of an all-black cat with blue eyes. Kind of like any kind of cat that you maybe wanted and could describe might be in this pile.
Beautiful. Can I walk up to the gray one and just, like, see if it, like, will not run away, if it'll just sit there and be like...
It kind of looks at you a bit closer as you closer. What's out of meow?
Meow.
That is one old cat.
I call that one Grandpa. Or 70-year-old smoker.
That's meow. So fitting.
Yeah. I'll give you, he's probably only about 35 new yen just because he is a bit younger. Yeah. He doesn't seem like it, but he is a bit younger of the older age area. I'll drop it down to 25 for you, for being my first customer.
Yeah, I'll take him. I'll take this little man.
Meow.
Awesome, yeah. I'll throw it in a carry for free. If you ever need to buy some milk,
meow.
You know where to come. I don't have any, yeah. And you'll go ahead and buy Grandpa from the adoption place.
Meow.
She kind of walks back out. Cerberus and Tiger, you see Storm now is holding a cat in a carrier.
Storm lifts up the carrier very enthusiastically, just points at it like, guys, look.
Meow.
Pay. Obviously, I have to pay you. Unfortunately, you know, one of the cargoes did get damaged. I'll just send you the 400 new yen. Any issues with that?
I don't think so.
Tiger size.
Meow.
400. And the cat's free.
She already paid.
Tiger, I already paid for my...
Fuck. Sure.
Sorry, if I knew that beforehand, I'd be...
Yeah, sure. Okay. My bad. All right, yeah, whatever. Sure, cool.
I'll give you some of my share, Tiger, for the van.
You all get... Yeah. Well, you get in total 400, yeah. However you decide to split that up between the group is decided on by yourselves.
It's like 133 a person.
I'll just give Tiger my share.
Well, thank you a lot. I appreciate you guys driving out here and helping. Sorry that you encountered some issues. And if you're ever looking for someone that wants a cat, send them over to the kitten orphanage. That's the name of the place. It's on the sign up front. Yeah.
All right, guys. We're ready to go.
You all hop back in the vehicle and drive home?
Yes.
Yeah, Tiger's grumpy the entire time.
The whole ride. Storm is just like staring into this carrier, talking in the most annoying baby voice, like, "Oh my gosh, who is my little man?" And just nonstop, whole way.
I say to Tiger, "Listen, I'm not going to help clean up the van, and I didn't do anything. So I'll let you take my share this time, because I know you're struggling with money, apparently, because you're homeless. But I want you to remember, next time you make fun of me for being homeless, which I am not, that you realize I'm better than you."
Meow.
Tiger is driving at this point, and he slams on the brake. I assume that since you've walked up to the cabin, the milk sloshes against your shoes. Pops it in park. Out.
All right, then I will take my share, and I'm out. I'll hop out.
Well, you can't just kick the kid onto the street. No, so let's get back in the car.
But Dad's being mean. Listen, he doesn't want me in, and I hold up air quotes. I say in his van, then. I don't have to ride in his van. I know how to take public transit. And
in the barrens?
Pretty far out!
Quite frankly.
No! Tiger! Stop being so petty! Get over it! So we're getting the fucking van!
I'm gonna start walking.
Oh my god.
You do know you're about 35 miles away from the crypt. Actually, closer to 40 miles away from the crypt, and about almost 10 miles away from the closest bus station.
As Cerberus jumps out of the van, Tiger drives forward, maybe goes a block down the street, pulls around the corner, and stops the car. He sits there in silence for a moment. Still visibly pissed off, kind of tapping his finger on the steering wheel. He lets out a loud sigh.
Do you want to pet the cat?
Meow.
I don't want to pet the cat.
Okay.
As he pops it back in gear, turns around, and then goes back towards Cerberus. And drives by, sees Cerberus on the road, and rolls down his window. "I'm sorry for calling you homeless. Do you want a ride at least back into town?"
"Yeah. My shoes are full of milk."
Is there like litter around? If like looking around at like the alleyways in the street, is there like a dirty rag just kind of laying in the street?
Yeah.
Ty kind of points at it. Could you grab that and bring it in so we can at least wipe up the flowing?
Ty, it's not. We're gonna just need to go to a car wash and spray it out.
Yeah, but do you want the milk to be sloshing? I don't want the milk to be sloshing around. I don't want to get it up in the cabin because then it's gonna be more annoying to clean.
Fine, I grab
put the cat back there.
The rag, very gently, as to not get some terrible put the cat back
there. Wait, sir, you just put the cat back there.
We can dry up the milk with the cat. You're right.
No. He can drink as much of the milk as possible.
<I can't. laughs> Cerberus goes and grabs the rag, throws it, like, kind of bearing the front cabin in the back.
You hear from the crate. Meow.
Hey there, Tremors. Storm here. Just thought I'd let y'all know, we have a Twitter. If y'all just head on over to @Drekstorm, you'll be brought to an Absolute Drekstorm podcast, where we post episode announcements and random fun chirps from characters and the GM himself. And in our Twitter bio is where you'll find the link to our Discord server, where you can interact with other Shadowrun fans, and even the players and GM himself. So in that Twitter bio, you will find a link to our Patreon. It only starts at about $2 a month, and we'll be slowly releasing new bonus content, new campaigns, and hopefully some more. All the money made there goes right back into the podcast to make your listening experience even better. Alrighty, and to wrap this all up, thank you, Tremors, for listening. And if you see Tiger out there, let him know I'm gonna kick his ass.
The Topps Company Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sound, audio, video, and any proprietary material used in connection to the game Shadowrun. Topps Company Inc. has granted permission to an Absolute Drekstorm podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and any proprietary material for promotional and informational purposes on its website. But it does not endorse and does not affiliate with an Absolute Drekstorm podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. Thank you for listening and have a good night, Chummers.